Okay, so officially the title of the shir is Keeping Kosher Modern Times. I don't mean modern times as in the last 300 years. I mean modern times as in the recent decades. It used to be that it was much more straightforward than it is today. Today we are shy with some modern industry of tarfus mamish inside of our own things that we use at home. Glycerin, which is in different syrups and medications and different toothpaste and mouthwashes. Even sometimes you can have that in wrapping, plastic wrap or paper wrap of foods. There can be mamish things that are tarfus mamish l'chol ha'dayos, which is not nifgam, not nifsal or anything else, plain tarfus inside the food. There are different pills or different powders that have stearate in them, which is something which I'm not going to discuss tonight, but has to be studied. And then, of course, the central subject for tonight, which is gelatin. Almost all the gelatin in the capsules that we have, all the capsules are made of gelatin, and almost all of the gelatin in the capsules is animal-based gelatin, and it is made out of mammalian surfaces. That's what it basically is. Now the truth is that it could be negated also to other things, because the girl for one holds that when it comes to macholos asuris, we say sicho kishtio, which means whatever we smear on is the same as drinking it, and therefore even soap has to be kosher. And that's not girl to be halacha, brings them la halacha. It was some in the old days, they used to dafka use ivory soap, because they knew that ivory soap was, you know, they advertised that they are only soap. 100% pure, right? They don't have any additions. The mice are God. The more additives you have, the less chance you have to be dealing with the tarfus. The soap itself was the actual tarfus in that case. It's made of tallow. Tallow is fat, particularly often pig fat. And therefore, it's difficult to know what is in everything, right? Again, we're dealing with things that are not even of innocent products, which we have no reason to suspect anything with. That means glycerides, monoglycerides, which could be tarfus mamish. But I want to spend mainly time today on gelatin. And if this sounds like it's going to be a matzias share, I say, no, hold on to your head. I want to go through mamish the wonders, the sugyas here, and go through what can be offered the gelatin so we can know what can be done with it, because again, it's much more common than most of us think. Just today I went through a list from the OU of different places where glycerin is, where you would never think it is, and it's everywhere today. And it, you know, it's part of what goes on today in modern days, is that they discover new uses for things, and you know, that's part of why this world is much more efficient than it used to be. But at the same time, it creates issues where they never were before. The gelatin of today is Vade Tarfus. There is such a thing as vegetable-based gelatin, and there's also fish-based gelatin. That's all true. But the gelatin today in medications or in capsules is from Nevelus Atrevus or from Tomeo, because the truth is that the synthetic or vegetable or fish-based gelatin costs more, not the fish-based gelatin doesn't cost more, the other gelatins cost more, synthetic and the vegetable-based cost more, and the fish gelatin is just much more fragile, as we shall see, and therefore it just makes more sense to use animal-based gelatin for all these things. And generally you see a capsule, you can basically know close to 100% certainty you're dealing with something that's plain tarfus right over there. Okay, so what are we going to do about that? Again, we usually try over here to deal with things, not in a way that we just put out the problems and try to see what the solutions are.
The gelatin made out of fat or the bones?
So that's what we're going to deal with tonight. And I want to start straight from the top, what we're dealing with today. Today, by the way, there also is, as we're going to get to at the end, there is such a thing today, believe it or not, as gelatin that's made from kosher animals which they shechted in a kosher oifen, and they made gelatin from that. It's good to know that. We'll soon see where that's negated and where not. And one of the other things about this that's a pellet, which is like what I put onto this thing here, is that, yeah, okay, so it's perfectly kosher gelatin and it's pyrus. So we want to understand what that is, how does that work, how can something be glatt kosher from a hadrim, from meat, and it's pyrus. So for that, we have to understand what is gelatin. So let's start with the metzias, and from there we'll go into whatever else it is. I'm reading now from one description, breakdown of what gelatin is. I don't know if it's the exact words that you'll find on Wikipedia or wherever you want to look these things up, which today are so accessible, but this is one description which was written. Gelatin is produced by extracting collagen. What is collagen? Collagen is a fibrous animal protein from beef, calf, and pork. After soaking and cooking the skin or bones, the collagen is filtered and refined and evaporated to obtain gelatin. So this is the official description of what gelatin is. So what are we talking about if we want to break it down into plain English in our words? That's one way to put it. That's one way to put it. Another way to put it, chicken soup, right? In other words, what was chicken soup? You're taking chicken bones, put it into a liquid, and cook it up in there, and in a very, very simplified way, that's what we're really talking about, be'erich over here, not exactly, but you're taking skin and bones of animals, and again, often a pack of pork, which seems to be cheaper, and they take out a certain protein from it, then basically they evaporate all of the liquid from it, and they end up leaving the powder that's left out of all this. They end up with something that looks a bit like white flour, and that's what we call gelatin. So now, again, what are we talking about? We're talking about basically plain English, plain chazer, right? This is plain pork that we're dealing with over here. That's what gelatin is, and again, I want to make it clear, we have it everywhere. So let's deal with what are we dealing with over here, and what's the mocking to do anything with this? What's the tzad to be makel to take anything from the veil of the treifers or behemoth tomatoes and chayas tomatoes and whatever else it is, and eat it? Okay, so let's take the first thing that probably would occur, which is, there is such a thing as being matir something that is an iser by means of shinui. Change this into something else, l'moshel. What would be one example of that as drug? In Bechayrus, the Gemara says, and a lot of people are aware of this, it says, dam ne'echar v'nase cholof. Right? Blood in all mammals, blood becomes somehow transformed from blood into milk. No. So milk is blood. So we all say, how do you? Blood, right? Why should it be mutter to drink milk? This is not blood. This is the Gemara discussed. This is Mechayrus. And the Gemara says over there, and as Rashi explains it, chidashu meikora havadam ve'oichle bekoris ve'ashtemishti became mutter. What does that mean? Okay, so this is one example of something that was originally one thing. It was changed into something else, and it became, from a dover also, it became a dover mutter. So, gelatin also goes through a certain shinui, as we're saying. Even if it's chicken soup, lamaisa, you're taking something which was bones and skin, and you're turning it into a powder. No, so maybe we could say ponim chadoshes bo'ulekan, and the iser became muta. What do we find? Actually, probably a closer dugma to this, because you know what was going through my mind as I'm going through this. You find dam nech avinase cholov, okay, no, it's an internal chemical process where whatever you come across never was blood in the first place. What about something that was out there and it was just changed on the outside, not by some, you know, physical chemical process which the body originally creates that way in the first place, but something that we actually changed. So this is a closer dimion to this would be in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya Pei Dalet Sif Yedzayin, sheretz soruf. A burned sheretz. Mutter lo'ichle mishum refuah. You're allowed to eat a burned sheretz for refuah. The afra ba'almahu. It's afra ba'almahu. And therefore, even though a sheretz clearly is awesome in the Yaisa, but a sheretz soruf, you're allowed to eat. No. So the first question is, the stress is made over there on mutter lo'ichle mishum refuah. Right? So maybe it's afka for refuah. Also, just paying attention to the lashon, the way the Shulchan Aruch puts it over there, sheretz soruf, a burned sheretz, right? What does that mean? Does that mean you went ahead and took a chariot? Like, that gets my fancy, that chariot, I would like to eat that thing there. So I'll burn it and eat it. Lavdafkish. The way it's put over here is, it's a chariot sort of, you happen to chance upon a burned lizard, and you decide you want to eat it for your food. But maybe to go be mevatel lechatchila, you have to know if that's mutter. I mean, we know it's derived in Tmim Dayim, he's brought in Teres Habayis, and around in Chulin he's brought, hold that ain't in Vatan Isol lechatchila, the derived in the Kedin. You're not allowed to mevatel Isol lechatchila. So who says you're allowed to take a sheretz and burn it lechatchila? Don't say that here. And of course, that's very negiah to us. So Sefer says that bittel of a Isol Yovish, as opposed to an Isol Lach, the Kula Omer is also the derisa. So, what's up? Who said that's a raya? Maybe that's not a good enough raya. But the Maaseh is better raya than that. In fact, this same raya comes in a better form. In the Ramah, in Yeridei Kuf Nun Hei and Siv Gimel, he brings the same halacha, and he is already ma'ir that both of those two problems, and he addresses both of them straight on. Muta lisroif sheret. Also, he makes it clear it's not only a sheretz, it's anything, and that it's not only you found it burned, but you burned it. Again, the word refuah stuck in there. But he says, in other words, at least he tells us that we're not dealing with dafka chayla she'eshbir zakana, which is machir anything. So we're dealing with something here with a chayla she'eshbir zakana, which, you know, maybe there's a little bit of flexibility there, but I don't have that much. Now, why did Dr. Chuba actually in Tzadik Tess ask the Kasha, why is the Ramah say that he said? Why aren't they involved in the Zillah Chatzchila? Why is they allowed to say it? I mean, so the Ramah says differently than we would have thought. Why is that so? What about the Din of Eim Vatel Yisrael Chatzchila? So he says that the Din of Eim Vatel Yisrael Chatzchila applies in a case where the Isser is still extant. It's still there, the Essen. You still have the Chaticha the Yisura here. Elamai. You are a Muslim, among other things. So now, it blends in, and you don't know exactly where it is and whatever it is, but it's there. So now, there's a bottle below, there's a bottle below this, bottle below that. So Lamaisa, it's still there. But you can't go do that stuff. If it happened to fall in, no. But Zofta Da'akichuva, if the Messias of something has changed into offer of a hefer, and it no longer is what it was before, that's not what's called a Muslim, because it's Bama's bottle. It's bottles. It's not chatchil over the yavet. It's just not here anymore. And so he talks to Da'ake Tshuva, and he brings that also from the Chacham Tzvi, the Adifrayim, Sagdoila, even though he does bring over there the Chacham Tzvi, who was Mata, his own son, the Sheilas Yavet, so Yaakov Ezra comes along, and it's Machmer, but as he fears, it's very clear that Da'ake Tshuva robbed all of Lahakel, and almost all the priests can say that this is Da'alach. No. Sorry, maybe we are on our way.
The finding. So what are you saying? There's two types of bittul. One is where it's mixed in, but it's really the end zone where you can't see it.
Right.
And one with pulverized, you can't even see it.
Yeah, well, not even pulverized. We're talking over here even further, right? It's burnt.
Yeah, so that's
burnt
that's a different type of bittul. It's a different sub bittul.
Right. Okay. It's not bittul in something.
Okay.
It's bottle in and of itself.
Okay.
Okay.
When it's only burnt in ashes,
that's what that case is about. That's what that case is about. So now we're going to have to try to figure out how Matthias is over here.
But does it matter if the act of bittul is because you're not necessarily mixing it until afterwards. So what you're doing is you're not necessarily using levatlus in this burning part. You're just destroying it.
Yeah, shy of bittul, in other words, they're not using the word bittul only in the sense of bittul that's usually used as in, you know, flooding it with other stuff,
right.
But bittul in the case of nullifying it out.
Right.
You're nullifying it by nullifying its matthias, which is nullified by nullifying it in a flood of other things.
Right.
And that's what he's saying is the chilek. Well, it's like a flood of other things.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Because the Zach is here. Well, now you found a way to get around it because you don't know where it is anymore, right? But that's not good enough. If that happened, no. You can't do that.
That's the difference. That's
that's the crux of the issue.
Once you do that, then...
Once you're the Emma's being Mavatala, then goodbye. That's what they say. No, so maybe that's the heter gelatin. Maybe even if you're taking it clearly from the skin, from pig skin, which is what it is, well, Maitha, maybe that's the bit over here we're talking about, which is being mavatal le'etzim zach. But Lamaisa again, we're stuck with that little bit over here, that the Ramah is matir only for a chayla, for one reason or another. Right? Okay. So, at least maybe, that'll give us our heta for capsules of medication, right? Even the Chayla Sheimrezeg, they'll say that's even Chayla Sheimrezeg, which is terrific, because all medications, even if they're not for Chayla Sheimrezeg, it's for Chayla Sheimrezeg. No, so terrific, at least we're going somewhere with that. But of course, what it doesn't do is all of the foods and toothpaste and mouthwash and wherever these things are found, we're going to find a hetzer from this, where it clearly is stated that it's for refuah. Like Tshuva, Kuf Nun Hei, brings Agoyis Yad Avram, that if it's not for refuah, even with the evidence also. It's not really done l'chatchila. There's no hetzer for without refuah. And why is that? He says that the reason is because it's Ashave. This makes a lot of sense, and we're going to spend a little more time on this later. But he says Ashave, by eating it itself, is Ashave. That's one difference between refuah and not refuah. And like I said, we'll mark more on this later, is that it's Ashavei. B'choyle, who does it for refuah, but that's brain, so that then there's no such shvora to be machmei because of Ashavei, because there is no Ashavei in that case. Okay? That's one thing. One problem. But there's a worse problem, which may not help us even for Choyle Shein Be'Sakona, or Choyle Shein Be'Sakona, everything else. But the other point is, that Aloch is speaking clearly about a case where, as mentioned, it was something that was burned down to ashes, and it no longer exists, right? As was stressed. This is not just a change, right? Change is a big word, but change has a lot of various degrees. We're talking about a change over here that has completely transformed something into nothing, right? And therefore, what about gelatin? Gelatin is not completely destroyed. It's changed, right? It's changed from bones into powder. Okay? But did it become something that's nothing? Love dafka. So let's go a little further into this. The Tshuvas HaRavaz. The Ravaz, of course, is either, depending on how you look at it, either the first of the Acharonim or the last of the Rishonim. He's in that bridge generation right over there. So Ravaz in Simon Tof Kuf Ayin Tas. That's a Chela Gimel. So he writes as follows. Sha'al Tovi Meni. Interesting shailah. Oidia chodati al nas somchu ha'olam le'srapuis bebesar ha'meis to heal themselves with the flesh of a corpse. Hanikro mumyo. We all recognize that word over there. That's a mummy. That's a mummy. Yeah. So people took a mummy. They would take something out of the mummy and use it for their own refuah. B'shaloi b'mokim sakana u'b'derech ha'ma'otzei. Veloyoit, El Shemestachrim boy, Venoistim Venoistim boy, Vumei Surei Ano. He says, first of all, he talks about the Yisra Achila. Second of all, he says, the Yisra Ano, which we learn, Kaimel, and the Besara makes also about Ano, the Ksiva Pamos Shomirion, and it has to stay right there. Nobody can have any kind of Ano from a maze. And here people are doing business with the mommy. What's going on? Dr. Advaz in the Shaila. Tshuva, yes. Isra achila lo yitzachta v'ishon. Isra achila? Ma, that's an Arash Hashayla. That's something that you shouldn't have even asked. It goes without saying. Vadei mutu v'achila? He says, what's the question? Dig in, Rabbi Yisrael. You can't eat a mummy. What's the problem? He says, Shai nishtana tzir osoy. V'chozar liyo is ofor ba'almo. Right? It changed into something else, which now could be considered ofor ba'almo. V'koshkei nal yidei samim. Especially when different chemicals are involved here. Shari amumya, he besar hachanutin, shechointin oisom, bekamo mine samet, kidei lahamid, surosoi v'gufoi. Right? Different chemicals and elements are used here in order to keep the body in shape. V'choz alio is ke'ein zephes, v'ein ba yisra achila. I don't know why he compares it to zephes. I don't know why he calls it zephes. Zephes, tar, obviously, but why he says tar, I don't know. But Chomek says it's not that element, that it's not something edible, it's not something that's to be worried about. Ve'ema Yisrachil, that's for sure, he says. In other words, by creating chemical change, it becomes that it's poshet lehetzer out kedei, like he says, you don't have to ask me that. Right? But again, we still have this annoying little problem here, which is, he's also going back to refuah. It's being used for refuah, he says that very clearly. So again, the question is, are we going to say the same thing by us? Now here's another point. Important point. Pasha Shmini, the Pasuk, It's talking about behemoth mayor. And it says, Mibasorum loisei chelu, uvenivlosom loisei go'u. You should not eat from their flesh, and you shouldn't touch their carcass. Shaitan deres kren, over there. Mibasorum is a mute. In other words, the problem, the issue is only with their flesh, not from the bones, the veins, or the hooves. Right? The issue is only with the son. The Malbim over there explains, the Malbim has a pirush there, he explains that the giuk is from the word bebesorom, which is an extra word. It really should have said, mayhem lo yisaychel, don't eat from that. I don't say don't eat from their flesh. So you understand from that that isra achila only is on the soil. No, gewaldig. This is mamish gewinz. It was kumtachais. That, as you brought up, what's it made of? Right? It's made of the bones. Or the skin, as I said. Right? And those are things that are clearly said over here that they're mutter. So, Reb Chaskel Abramsky, the Chazon Yecheskel, he has a tshuva which was written to his relative. I don't know how they were relatives, but he's related to Blazil Waldenberg, who wrote it at Tzitz Eliezer. And so at the beginning of the fourth chelik of Tzitz Eliezer, before the sefer starts, he says, Heloch, a tshuva that I got from Reb Chaskel Abramsky on this subject. It's on gelatin. It's a gewaldige tshuva, which, you know, many of the Maamar Makrimas that we're going to deal with tonight are in there. And he's mastered gelatin al smachze. Now what? It's made of bones which have been dried. And he says, bones are the chumutim et chilasa. Dr. Chaskel Abramsky. Bones are mutim et chilasa. So that's his first point, or one of his Ika points there is, this is this Teres Karanim, which says, we don't have to worry about the bones. He has another raya, he proves it from a proof of a Rashi. Rashi uses a proof. Rashi Psochanat Chobbez is talking about Ein Begidim B'nois and Tam, that Gidim don't have any Tam to them, so Rashi says, Ein Begidim the Isser, Nois and Tam Bosa. The Gidim of Isser do not give any Tam Bosa. If they were cooked with the meat, they don't have any taste of meat in them to add to whatever you're eating. Alma, lav tam bosa is bohu, lav nevela mikru, elok atzomois, dein eitz ba'alma. In other words, what's the raya to gidin? What's the hocha to gidin? How far it is and how much, how little you have to worry about it? It's like atzomois. Like atzomois is eitz ba'alma. So we have a befeirish rashi over here. That Asama is his posture that's not B'chlal Nevel. Gidim, we're going to learn from Asama is that that's not either B'chlal Nevel, just like Asama. Therefore, Fiat Ois, Reb Chaskel Abramsky, La'alocha daiti noite kedas tamatirim, mitam sh'a Asama is ina B'chlal Nevel u'trefa u'temeo la'inyan esu.
Certainly, Rashi, it's not, you don't see a ray Asama is the emes meya, just there's no time. Like
Asomois
and what was the other
and
Gidim on the top, really. Your little rye is like a behemoth smell. Or as you said, like Asomois, like a piece of wood. And you know, Asomois ate Balma.
Yeah.
There's a little rye over from the rest of me. Now what? That Asomois is a behemoth smell. It's kosher.
Again, what is he said? One thing, his words are also Lav Nevela Mikru. It's not part of the Nevela Mikru. Lav Nevela Mikru. He says, Lav Nevela Mikru, Elo, Kasomois, Shane, ate Balma. And what's this point of Eitz Ba'alma? Not only doesn't have a tam. You see, not only, in other words, it doesn't have a tam, it's not part of the reason of Chayda, but Lamaisa, it's not the Chlal Nevela, that's the Lashon Rashi, right? By the way, this tshuva of Chaskel Abramsky, it says, Prince, beginning of Thessalonians, I heard that it's somewhere in his own stuff, but I don't know where. It's not in his Tisafta, but I don't know where else he has. I know that he has a tshuva safe, to the best of my knowledge.
So, how does it pick up the Teres Kandem and says, Asomis above the Tmei, it's not so
phenomenal. So let's take a step.
Does he talk about refuah there? He just says straight out. Huh? He doesn't say anything.
No refuah. Hold on. Slow. Let's take it slow. Oh, that's where we're up. In Achiezer, there's a tshuva in Achiezer, Chayla Gimel, Simul Amit Gimel, Oisei, who's also Mater, and he brings that aloha that you just mentioned, which is, what's the heta? He says, Atzmoy so isur mitztarfim ima heta, Levatel Hoyitza, right? And you have a Chaticha de Yisura. That's something that's awesome. And in there, part of it is bones. So you want to be Mevatel, the Easter, in the Hesed. and the atzomos of the ether join off to create a volume of roiv together with the heter against the chatech of the isur that's there. No, the chmerdik. Kimavur v'yodeh, some of the tzaddik says, as they zok, Reb Chaim Eizer, that this would be a heter, that atzom is samuta. And Reb Chaim Eizer brings another ayah from Tzitzis Tam Vedir Zohar, that's Tamach Tess. Tzitzis says, Yeshu Tzmoya, he says, he has a power, he says, Achshof, Heichon o oichon d'vash t'vorim, how are we allowed to eat honey today? Halei ragla t'vorim u'r ovim b'dvash. Your feet of the bees mixed into the honey. That's some appetizing. We have to size that along the same way, yeah? Your feet of bees are mixed into the honey. Lochei nir l'rabbeinu tam, Tesha says. Bivadi ragla t'vorim, kivon d'atzomis ba'alma ninu, mutarim. Atzomis ba'alma. That's mutar. Givaldig. And chaymeza, therefore, here's Eis Lekula. Elamai. First of all, you have to understand that most of gelatin today is not made from bone, it's made from skin. And therefore, the Messias is going to be different on that level already than whatever Chaim Eisner was dealing with and Pastor Nowski were dealing with. But there's more to this also. Interestingly, this is not somebody who are used to having Shuas Aloch Lamaisa from, even though he has them. Sabaran, Mishnah Sabaran, has in Deir Simon Yedayim, he has two long tshuvas on this subject, deep durkat on Arichas Dekat tshuvas, where he proves from many places that the heter of Atzomos is not a heter midrabbanan, only midraisa. Brings Kamarayas, which he can't go into now, whoever wants to go through those tshuvas. But he says clearly, he fears Klachayat, that comes out that Mr. Rabbanu, it's also a Moshe, in your day, Chayli Beis Simach of Zayin, he has a tshuva, and at the end of the tshuva, of course, he says, Yisur Iko v'Oiris v'Atomis v'Kadoi ma'af she'potor, ki the Yisur v'Rama p'erik dal me'abok holos v'Suf, v'Och Yudches, she'kosa, af al pi she'hu also, ha'rei ze potor, so to the face of Rama, who says that in all of these, gives a list of all of these things, and the Rambam fears is Avol Pi She Osur, I mean the Potter. In other words, there's no Chiyuv D'Oraisa, but there's no Heter Midrabbana. And the truth is that Chaska Bransky has to deal with that also, obviously, right? This is a Rambam, this is not some obscure Maramakim here. He brings the Rambam, and he's the Chadish, that even though the Rambam doesn't make any kind of Chilik, and it says it, as a blanket, ether, not the Chavsky Labramsky, that that's talking about only soft bones. And the soft bones, that the way he's magdar is that the kind of bone that when you cut it, blood comes out, those have a tam, he says, and therefore they're a yoytim and a klal, and that's what the Rambam is talking about when he says that they're awesome. But Rabban, again, he's doich advarav, and he says all bones are awesome in the Rabbanon. And again, the pashtus of the Rambam, I have to say, doesn't follow what Pascal Ramsky is finding, and that's not what the simple reading of the Rambam is. Akaponim, let's say we will nemon like the Chazon Yecheskel. But lamaisa, the Messias today, again, is that most of the gelatin today is not made from bones necessarily, but rather most of it is made of skin. In which case, even the Dvorov, it would be also because, like he says, anything that has a taste, even with bones, he was saying, bones that have a taste, are also yetim not called. Skin, plenty has a taste. Tayyibazai, it's awesome. Now, there's another interesting thing in this Chazon Yecheskel. It's not so halachadik, it's more ashkofadik, and it's interesting how you find ashkofad in part of a tshuva. But those of us who are familiar with the world out there will have a certain amount of appreciation for what he's saying. And after he finishes his whole tshuva lehetta, he ends off, Avala Maisa, he says, all this is La Locha. Right, all the time we hear, La Locha Ula Maisa. Sometimes you wonder, what's the difference between La Locha and La Maisa? But this is where he splits right down the middle between La Locha and La Maisa. Kol Zeh, whatever I wrote of until here, is La Locha, which means this is how it should be. La Maisa Yeshle Hiss Yashin, he says, you've got to think this over another 10 times, whether you can actually be Matzah La Maisa. Im lo yikoshlu, ay deheruat hete bedover zeh, why? Halo ya gelatin beglaul shaloi omdu al mahusay. Since people do not know what gelatin actually is for real, when we can saw in Yidias Eifan Asiyos, people don't know how it's made. Up until today, he says everybody knew that this is a dover asa. Yanu b'yan sha'adover yagolu v'yodua sh'v'ikoro yubo me'achvi t'veilos atreifus. Everybody knew that part. That comes to t'veilos atreifus. U'mechusorin yidia yesho yisifu oy v'omru she'etzem ha'choymer shel ha'gelatin hu besar ha'moyach sh'ba'atzomis. It's the bone marrow. He says it's a mistake. It's not the bone marrow. Well, nice. People were convinced that it is bone marrow. Whatever it is, people knew for a fact. Gelatin is a dover asa. Now, the Inde Pachat Shovi says it's not a ridiculous fear. Im nach sheshayot has to be gelatin to chazik et adeyach meshubeshet hanafoitza kol kach v'derenu bezodoy uvishgaga sheisav ahetu v'der rabonim kechayim v'yada yoyster rabonim can play with the halacha as they see fit. He says. Al kegoyin zen emar v'yumam emam adalif al titnu mochum v'tzidoykim l'rabbis. Don't give excuses to the people who want to go against the Chachamim. She gave him a fear. Say to him, "Wait, my coil." Rashi says there. Aben Chananeli brings in Shabbos. The whole Shamina, I feel it's born on the Torah. I'm a sooner. I'm a orat. Ain't odem rashoi lohiris lein laheta el yachlein lein laitsa. Hey, doctor. And there's different examples of this type of situation. Lamai Segaret. The truth is, as I have unfortunately heard from Zoicha. The Lashon Sagi noted to hear, when there is a rabbinic will, there's a halachic way, etc. And people have that attitude is exactly what he's referring to here. And he says, once people know that there's an issue, they don't have to see it. I'm not so sure he says that I'm going to go out there and start saying, oh, we found a way to be master this. So in other words, you find ways to be master whatever you want, and whatever you don't want, you don't find ways to be master. You know, Chaim Reish Shadu Gimel, the Mishabrura, brings the Gemara in Brachas, that a person, the Esam, I mentioned it over here, in one of the Deir Shishirim, person be'etzim can make havdolah v'boi yoyim and have a meir and go out for a walk and come back and make a boi yoyish when Shabbos is over. Look to Mishnah Berurah, bring the Mashal, the Bachtam, we're going to have wrong, that despite what the Gemara says, you should not do such a thing because you can't do something that's a dover tamur l'rabim. Yeah, but Rabbeinu uses that svara in Yeridei Chelek Aleph, where he says even somebody who pays for the train before Shabbos and doesn't touch anything mukta or whatever it is, which theoretically the chayyim should be away for you to go onto the train. It makes no difference, and you should be able to take a train on Shabbos. But the Maisi says it's dova temur l'rabim, and Akoponim, Avchatzel Abramsky, on his own, even though he brings it l'halocha, he holds it should have been mutter, he doesn't want to get down to the Maisi. Now, the Maisi, like we said, stop. Either way, there's a problem here, because we're not dealing with the Matthias that he was dealing with. We're dealing with the Matthias with skin. So now we have to look whether there is a heter to deal with gelatin that's made of skin. And to use it for any food, not just for refuah, which is all the problems we keep on having here. And this is the boit on the Rosh and Brach. This is a famous thing and a lot of fun. It's nice over here. There's a Rosh and Brach that's from Gimel Amud Aleph. It's Simel Amud Hei on the Rosh. The Gemara tells us over there, Kolag Mugumoro, it's all the different types of incense or perfume or spices, whatever you want to call it, the Vorchan Alein Bury Atem is Solomon. Make a Bury Atem is Solomon on it. Chutz mi mushk. Mushk. Mosk. Yeah? Shemin Chayahu. It comes from the living. Shem Vorchan Alein Bury Mine is Solomon. If you make a Bury Mine is Solomon on Mosk. At least take me about it. Look, Rashi says it's Mina Rei Shal Chayah, as if it's some kind of an excrement. But there are springs from many Rishonim who disagree with what Rashi's Matthias is over there, and who tell us, Nochen Yoyte, Shechaya Yeduai, it's a certain animal, Sheye, which is probably called a mosque deer or something like that. I think, well, that's not a mosque rat, I think it's a mosque deer. Sheye Shlachatoitris B'Tavora, it seems to have some kind of a gland. Oh, thank you for that. A gland in its neck, or Miskabat Shom Tchilik Ein Dam, it seems that blood that ends up inside of that gland. That blood is internally turned into musk. V'haraz ha-levi, that's the balamur. Interesting. It may sound a little nauseating to some people, but it sounds like it was something that people actually did. Is that in order to give a certain smell to their food, they would put in a little bit of this musk into it. But the balamur, so you can't eat it. It's a chashdam. Ben Yoyin Zalpirish, the Evshalitim Britam Lahatir, you could find a way to be matir to eat this mosque. The Loima. Pirshabalmo. At this point, it's tam a sort of, how would we call it, a secretion or whatever it is. What it was before is not the gas after it, before it was blood. We follow what's going on now. What used to be, or where it originally came from, or what it is right now. Sha'arei, what's the raya, he says, hadvash, nochol b'richaticho shel isa. If a piece of isa falls into honey, afal gat, shel isa nimoyach b'teich hadvash, even though that isa will break down and melt down to whatever degree within the honey, kivon shederich hadvash lahachzid dover hanoriful boy. Dvash, the way honey works is that it turns whatever falls into it into honey. Therefore, k'moy dvash tainino layu muta. It turned into honey, and it's muta. Hochanami avuk v'shemetchilo hayodam, kivon sheyotem materials dam, v'tash tazlinos, we follow what it is right now, azoy zokterosh, v'shem rabbeinu yoyin, and therefore, it's muta, even though he's not talking about a chayla, and he's still matir, just like dvash, etc. And this is a heter that is brought all over the place. This, Chaim Moshe brings that heter in his tshuva over there, and he says, and this is where his mazda goes back to gelatin, oifen zeh, shenifstad legamri, completely broken down, he says, adidei asid shel melach, ha-fasfer, is the word they use there. Ha-seyri from machale, completely destroys it, ve'ein roi oid leplito, it can never come back out in any shaykhus its original form, and therefore he says it's the same thing as the mosque, which was originally came out as pogrom, and therefore the same thing is going to be true over here. There's a different shuva of Chaim Moshe and Shemalam Adalis. He talks about eating blood. But it wasn't the blood as it was, but instead they pulled out a certain protein, it seems, out of the blood. And it was a zambarichus, about a food that was chemically altered. And therefore he said, Mishtana leiz ba'alma ponim chadoshes bo'olakan. The third tshuva in Yerideh Yudalif, he speaks about what is tartaric acid. It's the acid that's in wine from the Ayin Netzach. And he's making it the same yisoy. It's a chemical change, he says, just like mosque. They're advising that tshuva by the mummy. He says, kasher kosavti al inyan hamos, same thing. It's a chemical change and whatever it is. Now, this is the yisoy, which could very much be mashpia on kashas, right? Because there are definitely certain ingredients which come from complete typhus, which we can remake along because ponim chadosh is bovul account. So ponim chadosh is bovul account be a tremendous thing. The Chashulchan speaks about rennet, which we use to make cheese, which comes that rennet comes from the intestines of an animal inside of the stomach of the animal. Shulchan Aruch over there is a matir, and it's not called basa b'cholov, even though you're talking about using a part of an animal in milk. And the Aruch Shulchan, even if you're using the stomach of the veils of tzreifas or anything else. He says, "Etzleinu oisim agvinus like they oira kevros and it's yabish adish dak laofer im oid varum kiyadua and his matir." So Dr. Chaim Moshe, it's the same thing by gelatin. Even again, without the heter that he was using for bones or that anyone wants to use for bones, forget about bones now. Let's talk about skin, which is more homer. But he says, "Nishtanu legamri ledover acher." Okay. However, this heter also has a lot of problems. First of all, Chatzko Abramsky, who was yes mater, who was Mekel, but he brings a Messias, which checks out today as the actual Messias, which is that he says that the chemicals that are added to the gelatin are not in order to turn it into some other Messias, not in order to destroy it, not in order to ruin it, the dafka there, in order to take the collagen out of the bones without any admixtures of all the stuff that you don't want in there. So it's out of the oven. It's extracted in all of its purity. And the easiest way, that's what we're using these chemicals for. Unlike some chemicals which are made to completely alter something chemically, fakir. We don't want to alter it chemically. And we don't want to alter it unchemically either. We want it to be as pure as it possibly can be and bring it out in the purest, quickest, easiest way. And that's what these chemicals are very helpful for. But it comes out as it is. We don't change at all. Taribazai, musk, honey, all these things are no makor b'chlal to be making them such a thing. And therefore, right in the beginning of his tshuva, of Chaskel Bransky, before he starts looking for his coolers, he starts off with Akdama, right in the beginning of tshuva. Ein kamokim l'masa u'masam, beheter ha-gelatin ha-nasa, me'atzvi sevelu ha-tsefa, al-fi dibra ben yoyna, about honey, shenofo b'chaticha shal isa, nothing to talk about, he says. Why? He explains like this, as the Messias says, nothing's being altered over here at all. And this is the Matthias. So it's not going to become a machloikis la'alocha here between the poiskim because they're basing it on different Matthiasim, which is Nisbara, that the Matthias is as Reb Chaskel Bransky says that it is. Not like Reb Chaim Reza says that it is. It's not true. That it's no different, like I said earlier, than chicken soup. Elamai, chicken soup, you don't throw something in to help the inside of the bones or whatever it is come out even better. Right? Maybe you can't, for all I know. People use baking soda for all kinds of things to help it soften or whatever it is. So there are different elements you can use. But Lamai cigarette, you're dealing with chicken soup that several agents were used to help the process of taking out whatever needs to be taken out of the box. Now the truth is, even if it was a musk, and musk sounds so beautiful and terrific, but anyone who was paying attention to that rosh already realizes that the Rosh brought here a Balamur, who's not Mekel, the Rosh himself disagrees with Rabbi Yoyin after bringing him, and everybody doesn't bother anybody from bringing that Rabbi Yoyin for whatever reason, but the Rosh does not pass like Rabbi Yoyin. Of course, the Rosh is one of the Amudei Hapsak, and there's a Machloikis Tazim Mogen Avrom and a Chaim Reish Tazayim, Mogen Avrom's Machmer there, not to eat mosque because of all these Yishayinim who are Machmer, and the Kapachayim brings many achreinim who are machmer, therefore he feels like lachmer, even on mosque. So even if this was mosque, we're dealing with a pretty tenuous type of heser over there. Also, we have another ayah. Gemar Pesachim, that's Chafal from the base. Rava, Omar Rava, Chor Choy Koydim Zman Yisir. You take chometz and you burn it before the Zman Yisir chometz. Mutem Bahano also, Afil Lachaz Zman Yisir. The Tosfos, what's going on over here? He said it's Nifsol Me'achilas Kelev. And even though it's Nifsol Me'achilas, not Me'achilas Adam, Nifsol Me'achilas Kelev, even the dog will not look at this. That's how far gone it's been burned down to ash, yeah? And even so, it says Mutar B'Hano Osoy Afil La'achar Zeman Yisurei. So what are we finding over here? Like the Rosh says right there. Afal pi the botlo da'as ha'oichel eitzel kol adam, kamozim kivon de iyu ka'ochelei, also, what you eat is also, and therefore, even if theoretically it's gone, but as soon as you eat it, it's not gone. And this is that old yisoid which we brought before, which is, what's the bust? What's the heter? Heter is, it's no longer a food, so why are you eating it? If you're eating it, it's because it is food, right? And this is the old yisoid of achshavei. In other words, therefore the heter is only ba'anoa, because when you use something ba'anoa, you use a table for anoa also, you use everything for anoa. That's not an achshave. But to use something to ingest it, turns it into an achshave, and etzem achila makes it into a food. The heter, therefore, is only ba'anoa. It brings many rishonim de'el ha'alocha de rosh. This is what's called achshave, and therefore, you can't do it. The chulin is ba'achila's dam also. Dam is not choshev, it's not a food, but you're being ma'achshave, it's shechon aruch. The Gabbai Pesach, Paskin Sak Aloch Lameisah, and eating the Efer of Chometz is also because of Ashuvah. The Far comes to Baron in that Shuvah over there, assuming it's Zayin, and he says, even if we will accept, which he doesn't, that gelatin is Niftal Me'achilo, but if you buy it and eat it, that itself, Ashuvah Lo'echa, Avhenkin, in Edis L'Yisrael, right? Ein Lo'hokil B'Klal, Kivon de choyzer umesrakech v'naase meichel v'oymet l'kach. Which means, even if it would be with a kavel, that it was mishtana, But even if it's mishtana, it definitely comes back to life in further processing and by eating it in a normal way, which is what this is made to be eaten as. And therefore, there is no heter of all of these things. A baron asks the question, no, what's the heter of ragli dvayim? Why is it the ragli dvayim on Moshe? Why is the ashrei on that also? Why do you say the ragli dvayim should be also because of ashrei? So he says the post terrace, which is that he says, I didn't stick the feet of the bee in there. What should I do? I'm stuck. I can't eat the honey. I have no interest in eating the feet of bees, believe me. But what am I going to do? Throw all the honey out because of that? There's a limit to how much I can do about this. So the last grade, I eat the feet of the bees that are in there also. But if you take something and you put it in there, the hash of it.
So what can I say the same thing with the medicine? What gelatin? Why is the medicine inside the
gelatin? Okay, we're going to get to this. And maybe that, like I said earlier, is an afkamina between a fool and not a fool. So, according to the Messias that we know today, like Yabaran says, Kosavti kuntes barichos ze yoisame eser shonim. Uvirati tzdodi ashailo, nemechluku bo tamid chachomim chashuvim, ve'aleisi lehastoi l'roi vashitoi, ulemiktas preiskim gankein ein hetebor. In other words, he says, it's a shaila, whether it's a borer or a maybe heter. But it's very iffy, he says. Nobody says that there's anything really clear here, he says. That Moshe says clearly to be machmer, and that he also says, if it's not a vada yisr, it's at least not less than a sophic yisr, at best, he says. A blaze of silver, that's very interesting. A blaze of silver was a Talmud Muvik of Chaim Moser, big, he held himself very proud of his kesher of Chaim Moser, and he fought here in America not to be made to Lonjala. Although his Rebbe was medical, in other words, vice is that he came to America, he checked out the Messias, he saw what was going on, and he saw that it's not the Messias that the Chaim Moser was told about. Rabbi Belsky, the Chaim Lavracha, said that Rabbi Moshe said to him, Mosel Atan, Maltish Togin of Chaim Moser's Hetta. He said it wasn't accepted, Rabbi Chaim Moser's Hetta was not accepted, and therefore, as it seems, gelatin in food should not be used. Now, I want to say something here, which I heard in Eretz Yisrael, which is the Rav of Tnuva in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Weitzman. I heard him clearly saying, and this is an important thing across the board for people to know, anyone who's in Eretz Yisrael at any time. These Rabbanut Mahadrim, and some people not clear what is exactly the difference. So here's one difference, which Weitzman, who was the Rav of Tnuva, said. He said, use gelatin as the example. He said, something that some place can maybe matter, they'll use it in a red plain Rabbanut product. And therefore he said, since you could find some place where matter gelatin, so he says, you buy your Rabbanut yogurt and that's your soul, very possibly it has gelatin in it. If it's Mahadrin, then there has to be Oiz Gehalten L'chol Adayis, and therefore there won't be any gelatin that's also in yogurt that says on it, Vadat Mahadrin Tnuva, if anyone pays attention there, that's something that for the last 10 years in Eretz Yisrael, Tnuva made a Vadat Mahadrin, which is several Rabbanim together with Rav Weitzman himself, and he says in such products, the same Mahadrin on them, there won't be gelatin. And again, gelatin was one example. But it means that it has to be kosher l'chol adayis. There's no cutting corners when it comes to Rabbanim. It's plain Rabbanim, it could be cutting corners. I told you before today, I was sitting on a plane with like somebody who almost chalished. It was a woman, Dafka, and she was obviously a very sincere person, but I ordered the Mahadran meal, and she didn't order the Mahadran meal, and she said to her, there was no lahachis over there at all. She was plain sincere and straight, but she said to me, I don't order the Mahadran stuff. It's kosher. Everything on halal is kosher. What's the difference anyway? So I happened to have previously heard of this thing, and I told her, and she almost chalished. It's a woman who, again, didn't look like the greatest of Talmud Chacham, but Levitis, she said, I don't want to eat gelatin. And I know that I don't. I didn't realize that there was even... So I thought that it's Talmud Chumras al-Gabi Chumras, but that it's plain stuff that is open machlokes as a poskim about at best, she wouldn't get there. So that's something that we have to know. Okay, Levitis, what's the when you have capsules? Capsules are made of gelatin, right? So, gelatin again. There is vegetable gelatin. It's not used. Fish gelatin is used, but not on capsules. Fish gelatin is used today in kosher marshmallows. They use fish gelatin. It's an interesting subject, Fazek. But clearly, fish gelatin cannot be used for capsules because at room temperature, it melts down and falls apart. So there's no way to use that. So clearly, all of the capsules that we have today are made of the real gelatin. So what's the heter over there? So first of all, we should realize that capsules are a completely different story than the plain original gelatin. Why is that? Shechemosim pezayin, which was just previously mentioned, or a kevel. But for omim moilchin oisoi, umiyabshin oisoi, v'nase ke'eitz, umemalin oisoi cholos. Nase ke'eitz, and therefore you can fill it up with the milk and let it sit in there. In other words, you can eat the cheese that was made inside this stomach. The miyachash and isyabish, have a ke'eitz ba'almo, ve'im b'lach luchas bosa. It's no longer the original product because it's dried out. Now this is something that we find all over the place. Dried things lose their status, and the capsules of gelatin is not the original gelatin. Okay, so now we're talking about the gelatin, the original bone. But the capsules are not the original gelatin. They take it and add different ingredients. I've read places where it said that in Tshuva, so I don't know exactly what the Betzius is, they add rubber, I don't know what they add to it. But my figure is, at the end of the day, when you take a capsule, everybody knows what a capsule looks like, and if you didn't know better, you would think it was a piece of plastic, and you would have no reason to believe otherwise. But the truth is, itaka looks, feels, and acts like a piece of plastic, and it looks like it's a dried-out thing, Yovish ate 100%, and therefore, Rabbi Belsky, Chaim Lebroch, said that it's definitely one that still they had to in capsules, because the original gelatin, he says, the original gelatin, he says, I don't have to stylus in the fact that it's a powder, big deal. He says, coffee is also a powder. Salt and sugar are also powders. Does that make it ice food because it's a powder? Big deal. I'm not impressed by that, he says. But that's not Yovish Kate, but it still has a taste, it has a flavor, and that's why it's used often. But when it's dried out into our plastic capsule, there's a mushroom lima that's called Yovish Kate. The truth is, of Henkin himself, in that place where he says that gelatin is also, and he asks, no, why do I see people being maker of capsules? Kanira simchim ala yibush, he says. Probably it seems, he says, that people seem to be simch on the yibush over there, that it's like, it's called Yovish case. In fact, there's a Shuvas Atri Levonin who writes, he's talking about over there, somebody has a Tarevis of Hamas for Pesach, and it's a Choyle She'im Bo Sakana, and he says, you can put it into a gelatin capsule. If you put it into a gelatin capsule, the gelatin capsule, he's the one who says that it's mixed with rubber, as is Oxa. It's possum achilas kelev and it's kosher kates. Therefore, there's no serious oichel to it anymore. It's called korchei besivr. And therefore, even a chayla she'em b'sakana could take all the divrei ister, which he has to have, put it inside of this gelatin capsule, and eat it because they have a gelatin capsule. So not only does the gelatin capsule becomes mutter, but it's mati, whatever's inside it, mitzat korchei besiv, which turns it into shaloi kedarech achila, as you're eating it wrapped up. Nope. Here's the shayla, what about achshavei? Why don't you have achshavei on the capsule? Why don't you have achshavei on the capsule? So, here is taki, that's tavsofik, tavsofik, it's chubas narechayim, so many kofi dollars, brings this to your side, that achshavei is only when it's something that you want to eat. When you want to eat it as a food, that turns it into a food. But he says, anyone who's eating something because they're sick, is a blessed breda. For that, you don't need choyle sheyesh b'yisakona, even choyle sheyem b'yisakona. It's not achshavei. I need this for whatever reason. It makes my life much better because whatever. So call a shaloi, what can I do? What do you want me to do? So Mamela, that's not Ashvei, it's the Chaznishon of Pesach. Also, the Gabi Chomus of Pesach, when it's, you have, let's say, Chomus that was used in order to solidify a certain tablet, let's say, he says, Loi Shayach kan Ashvei, the Daitoi ala Samamonim. You're not interested in the Chomus, you're interested in the Samamonim, which happens to have this Chomus in them in order to turn them into something that you can use, okay? Moshe Rechaim Chelik Beis, he says, the kvar nivtal koydem a pesach mishem oichel, the achshavei lo shayich bedover shle keach le refua, the af dvorim morim u mousim noisim le refua. Well, simply shal refua today, Baruch Hashem, the world is different, even from when I was a kid, when we had to take medicines which were completely disgusting and horrible, and today the kids are complaining that it has a berry flavor instead of an orange flavor or whatever else. Not lemaisa. In the old days, it's clear that people took all kinds of medications which were completely repulsive, because that's what you did. So maybe you're going to say, actually, on that. There's no actually on that. Another heter is b'chol. A certain kula, choyle, even aim by sakonu v'meyle. It's like a chachila, which is always the chachila in the Rabbanim. And therefore, choyle y'meykel, which brings us to the question of, in that case, is there any sad l'hashma on capsules of, whoever wants to leave, should leave now, by the way. Is there any sad l'hashma on capsules, which makes it a little bit less convenient. All the clause that is a shagataya in Simenai and Hay, who does say that even a chayla shem b'tzakona does have akshavei on a medication. He says it before, she doesn't explain how or why, what's his for, but shagataya, on the other hand, is somebody who we have the most tremendous respect for. Shulchan Aruch fastens that way in Osos Pesach Taka, and so therefore, no, if you say it's akshavei, so no, hold the dinner, you're back to square one. Once you send it into akshavei and send it back into food, so the stamp stuff. Another reason, lahachmer, is Yerideya and the Simkuf Mehe and the Ramah, he brings a few hetayim and makum chayli, and when he finishes bringing that hetayim and makum chayli, he adds on. Ve'eim atirim shum dvar isur l'chayle, im yohel asa terufu behetar kamoi be'ezah. If you could do it the same way, it might take you more time. You have to go to a different drugstore to get something that doesn't have a capsule or whatever it is. Be agro over there. He says it's only. He says it's not hotzot. It's chuyo. It says it's chuyo. So if you have a choice to do it, behetar, you should do it. The Mishnah Berurah fastens that way also. And therefore, let's say somebody could take that same medication and open up the capsule. Let's say, and I'm saying let's say. Right? Let's say you can open up the capsule of that vitamin, of that pill, of whatever it is. It's better to do it. Right? So therefore, such capsules, which you can open up without ruining it, without ruining what has to be done with it, well, it's better to do it. Right? Another shayla that could come up, of course, is Timtum Alev. Timtum Alev, Lamaisa, which is not 100% clear how it works, but it's a Gemara and Yuma Daflamet test, which is talking about over there, even when it's Mutum Isat V'Kuach Nefesh, to eat something, but there still is a symptom of life. There's a Ramah in Yerideya Pei Aleph who says that a woman who has to take the Nevi'ah Satreifah, eat the Nevi'ah Satreifah, she shouldn't nurse at that time. The Shach and the Taz over there often say that even though it's a mitzvah pikuach nefesh, and as our Hashulchan adds, even if we're dealing with the Isra the Rabbana, but still, there's a certain symptom of life anyway, and therefore, maybe the truth is, it could be something as Yavish Ke'et, and there's no Timtum Alev over there, there's also B'nai Yisfalskha, well, let's throw an older thought of it. There's B'nai Yisfalskha who says that something is bottled B'shishim, becomes Mamish Heter Gomer, and there's no Inyan not to eat it, so I want us to know that also. But if somebody could, definitely Loi Hifsid, and especially, like I said, sometimes you can open up the capsule, mix it into juice, Loi Hifsid, if the doctor agrees that it works that way, and because I do want to say, sometimes these capsules are made for slow release. Let's be clear about that. The capsules are meant to go into one's stomach and slowly break down and release whatever's in there. And that's true about a lot of different types of medications of various kinds. Therefore, a person needs to ask the question. In that case, you should definitely not open it and take it out. You should definitely use it as it is. But let's say it's not a problem at all, then that's something that can definitely be considered to be taken out. Also, I just want to end off by saying glycerin, right? Glycerin. Glycerin, first of all, I personally contacted and got in writing from Crest and from Colgate, and even though they have glycerin in their mouthwashes and in their toothpaste, and I remember in our days, in the old days, we used to stay away with it from the stuff of glycerin, but I made my own contact with them, and whatever they have in writing, normally our way is to be serving from whatever they put in writing. There is no glycerin menachai in any of the Colgate and Crest toothpaste and mouthwashes. I did try to contact today Rite Aid to find out what's the thing glycerin in their kids' pain reliever and their liquid pain reliever, which is ibuprofen. I haven't gotten a response from them yet, but today I spoke to the Star K, and they said that it's at least a topic today because it's zicha a lot of because of the shigurin. We regain a lot from the vegans, by the way, because there's such a shigurin out there with the vegans. So you can at least have a good sad that they try to make some effort to use glycerin that's not menachai. And therefore, their recommendation is that if you don't know which glycerin it is, be mevatel it in some liquid, a little bit of water, you know, a drop more than roiv, or any other drink, and the mela, that's the way to go about it to be mevatel.